In today's episode, we've been talking about the jail, but we had promised we was going to get a little bit more detailed about the SAP program. I guess kind of getting into that, I've got jailer Travis Crabtree here. And Travis, I guess giving people a little bit of an idea of when this SAP program initiated and kind of how it's evolved. I think you told me that probably the previous administration had actually started it.
I think if you give credit to anybody for reaching out and trying to get some revenue for the county and bringing the SAP program in, it had to be Melvin Rogers. He was the guy that was in office when this program first launched back in 2010. And we took that idea and we've reached out across the state to try to pull every dime we could in and launched a program. We've been fortunate to have a director that has been around, knows the ropes, and that a lot of people come and look to start new programs. So we definitely have to give the credit to Melvin Rogers and what we've been able to do since then. We'll take credit for that.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable to think Mr. Rogers had the forethought, you know, that we needed these kind of programs and to implement that back in the day. But naturally, since that time, I mean, I think you probably mentioned there were somewhere, 15 beds or something originally, and naturally we're well above that now. So what's it taken or what's been the requirements to get beyond that point?
Well, at the time that, if we go back to 2010, that time, you know, society was seeing, the Commonwealth was seeing a huge demand for substance abuse because of, the pill epidemic we had. And I think that Melvin had seen that and seen that we need to reach out and try to get a program for this area. We started out with 15 beds. We're currently now at 50, and we hope to go within the next year go to a 100-bed program. It's a wonderful program, one that not only the county financially is fortunate to have, but the inmates that we supply this to are getting a great asset to getting themselves rehabilitated.
One thing I'd like to commend you all on is naturally a lot of times it seems like in other counties you'll see people get elected and they're content just to keep the status quo. You know, it's not a lot of extra work or just kind of keep flow, but this is actually, I'm sure it takes a lot of effort and extra work on your all's behalf to have grown it and to keep it going. So going beyond, I guess, kind of what you're necessarily elected to do.
I know that, you know, it's important to reach out and make friends across the state and to talk to other coordinators, talk to other jailers, talk to the Department of Corrections. When I first came in, I felt it was very important for not just me to have a relationship with the Department of Corrections, but also the employees. And now we have employees that can pick the phone up and call Department of Corrections, and they know people on first-name basis. They can get stuff done when they call and talk to them. They know that where we're wanting to go and what kind of goals we have. And everybody's on board, and that was very important to me coming in, that not just me, but the whole staff have an important role in the jail.
Well, we'd like to thank you, Travis. And I know getting ready to follow you up here, we have actually the SAP program director, David Howard, and he's going to give us a little bit more, I think, insight as to exactly what the SAP program is. And I think a lot of people, even if they're familiar, you know that we have it, don't necessarily know exactly what all it constitutes.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Travis. So we appreciate you coming in this week and sharing your staff with us and giving us the insight into how everything works in your program. It's been extremely educational. It's been fun. Not always the lightest subject, but it's definitely been good to have you around. We're fortunate enough to have here with us, now that Travis has given us some insight into the SAP program, we have SAP Coordinator Howard. Judge, if you want to bring us in, talk a little bit about exactly the nuts and bolts of how the SAP program works.
This week we've been talking about the jail. One of the things we had promised to give you a little bit more detail on was our SAP program, and we have that director here with us today, which is Dave Howard. We'll let him introduce himself and tell you exactly what SAP stands for and what the program entails.
This is David Howard. I am the SAP director here at Powell County Detention Center. The SAP program is just a substance abuse program that is directed and overseen by the Kentucky Department of Corrections. We started here about going on 7 years now at the jail. These programs are in the prisons. They're in approximately 19 counties and county jails now. They're in about 10 community programs, I believe, they have going now that the Kentucky Department of Corrections are involved with. My background a little bit was I have a business degree from the University of Kentucky. I started working here in another county in the same position. Came here about 7 years ago, like I said. I've earned my certificate to be an alcohol and drug counselor and passed a state certification exam for that.
Okay. Naturally, you as we was talking at kind of some of the benefits of having a SAP program in our jail, and there's a couple of things. I mean, it's a good thing to have to offer to those people in need, as well as it definitely helps. It gives us a little extra revenue and things at the jail. So if you could speak to kind of what that program's meant to our jail and how fortunate we are to have it.
I know when I started here, I believe we started with 15 inmates. We've luckily been able to increase since then. We have went from 15 inmates to 30 inmates. And then approximately 2 years ago, we went from 30 inmates to our current level, which is 50 male state inmates. And that does provide the jail with the state income, along with a separate per diem that the state gives to the county for just the SAP inmates. So it's a productive thing for the county and a benefit, because all that per diem money pays for my salary, the staff's other staff salary, the things that we provide to SAP inmates are all purchased from that per diem, so it doesn't have to come out of any kind of county funds or anything.
I think in the near future we're hopefully going to be able to add some additional beds in that program. And I guess I think one thing we've not really touched on is what benefit it is to the inmates that are enrolled in that program. I think most everyone's aware of the lack of rehab facilities and things we have in the state with the current situation we have with the drug epidemic. But this is definitely along those lines of offering some help to those inmates that need those services. Is that not right?
That's correct. And we have applied to the state now with the new construction going on here at Powell County. We have applied to try to go to hopefully a 100-bed facility for our SAP inmates. That is in the works now. It's already been presented to the Department of Corrections, and they're just doing their checks and balances they have to do so we can move forward, hopefully, in that area. The programs themselves are, obviously, I think they're really good programs. They provide people in county jails that are state inmates, but they're still in county jails, with the opportunity to get some kind of treatment instead of just doing their time, laying in jail, and going back to the streets. And I think that was the intention of these programs from the get-go. A lot of people hear state inmates and think they're all in prisons, and that's not the case. Most of them are in county jails. And the prisons were getting treatment, and they had available treatment programs for those guys, but the guys that never made it directly to a prison facility and did their time in county jails were always left out of those programs and didn't have those opportunities. So approximately in 2005, I believe, there was a House bill, and I don't remember the number of it, but it let them start putting some programs into county facilities for those state inmates. And since that time, obviously, the numbers have increased. How many jail programs there is, I believe there's approximately 19 now that are in county jails. And it allows those guys that are never going to be in prison to do their time to actually get some kind of treatment before they go back to the street.
Mr. Howard, kind of on the same line, I don't know if you have any of the numbers. Have you saw any numbers that show what the recidivism rate would be on these people that's went through this program versus inmates for like offenses that don't get this treatment? Or
I don't have those exact numbers. University of Kentucky, we do, during our intake paperwork, we do a assessment on every program member that comes through, and we get a lot of demographic information, work history, family history, drug, alcohol use history, criminal history, and we provide that to the University of Kentucky Alcohol and Research Department. They keep that information for the Department of Corrections. A year after somebody graduates, they're put into, I guess, a statewide pool on the University of Kentucky. They do a follow-up assessment, and they do ask those the same things we ask at intake. They ask those same questions, And I know, like, in the last one I've seen was in 2015, was the annual, it's the Criminal Justice Kentucky Treatment Outcome Survey, was 2015. And some of the numbers that they did provide was for the people who completed these jail SAP programs was like a 49% decrease in use was reported by inmates, ex-inmates, and their drug use since leaving jail. 70% of those in 2015 had reported not being reincarcerated. 85% were in some kind of permanent housing now. 68% of those people that were interviewed were employed at least part-time. And 76% of those people were still attending AA or NA meetings or some kind of treatment. I don't have the numbers to compare that to just general population inmates, but I know without hesitation they're a lot better than obviously people that had no kind of treatment provided.
So hopefully beyond the additional benefits to those folks and to our jail while they're serving, it definitely looks like it's definitely a benefit to society and that we're keeping those numbers down, and hopefully they're not repeat offenders and costing us as taxpayers in the future as well. So very exciting stuff. Is there anything else we failed to mention about SAP program or what you all do that you'd like to share with the folks?
Specifically for Powell County, 2 years ago, we did get licensed through AOD, which is overseen through the Office of Inspector General. It's a pretty lengthy process. We finally got that done 2 years ago. We've been licensed for 2 years. We just passed our second inspection through the Inspector General's office to keep our licensure, which is a good thing for the county and actually for the inmates. It provides some of the things we do to carry on out to the street. If they're required to do DUI classes now, instead of having to go out and do that once released, being licensed will cover that for them now. So it's something else they don't have to worry about when they get out, while they're trying to find employment, housing, take care of families, and getting all that situated. So that was one thing we were proud of, to get that taken care of.
Just one thing that you touched on that we didn't really go in depth about is I think you said we were like one of 19 county jails that offer these kind of programs. So it kind of shows that we're probably ahead of the curve in a lot of people, and we've been proactive and tried to look at other avenues to help our inmates as well as help our revenue lines. And I guess I've been told that we kind of, a lot of people look to us if they're trying to start a program, that we kind of pioneer in this regard in a lot of areas.
That's true. We have. Being only 19, a lot of new programs have come to us. I know, obviously, a bigger facility, Fayette County, sent, I think there was 19 people they sent down to spend a day with us. They've been down twice to kind of watch what we do. Each program has their own little twerks, and you have some flexibility what you can do, but they're pretty much set up the same way. So we do have a lot of programs that come down and watch. I've been doing this altogether about 12 years now, and there's probably not very many in the jails, at least. There's maybe a couple that's been doing it longer. So they do send a lot of people here because I have been around for a while doing this. And you have to have you know, when they put these out for counties to get them, you have to have the support of the county judge, the jailer, the jail staff. I mean, you have to have everybody working behind it. If you're fighting each other, these programs could never get done the way they need to be done. So I know here in Powell County, the jailer here, yourself, everybody has been behind this program, and that's why we continue to expand at the rate we have. Hopefully this next expansion goes through, but if it does, we'll be one of the largest ones in the state now. And for such a small county, I think that's a pretty good thing. And I think that shows the Department of Correction realizes we're doing what we need to be doing down here in Powell County.
Yeah, it's something I pride myself in. If we look at our departments and things, to see them kind of been on the top end of the curve, being proactive, doing things a lot of other counties aren't. And that's resulted in a lot of the benefits we saw and the amount of debt that the jail's creating. We're actually close to hopefully being in the black this year, and this program is a big part of that, and we're very thankful to have you. Like I said, it's one thing to have a program, but to have a director that knows how to work a program and do what they should. So we're very fortunate to have you here as well, and thank you for coming in and informing us on what exactly the SAP program is.
All right, I appreciate it.